Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, big decision on the Cove Point. What have they decided?
So the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission gave their final approval for this process, and it wasn't a total surprise. Cove Point is a natural gas importing facility right now. And it's one that's not very active because we're not importing a lot of natural gas right now. You may have heard we're in the middle of this big fracking boom, which means that we are afloat in natural gas. And so what Dominion, the company that owns Cove Point, wants to do is they want to export that natural gas. You know, this is basically the last sort of check mark that they need. They've gotten the state approval already. They got the local approval. There's a little bit of a hiccup there that they're sort of sorting out with the courts, but it seems to be on track there as well.
And it's a $3.8 billion project.
It's a $3.8 billion project. And so that has a lot of support from, you know, all of the commissioners down there. You know, the unions love it because it's a lot of jobs. It's going to be about $40 million of taxes for the local government down there. The state is going to get a cut as well. Dominion's agreed to give them about $48 million to help with renewables and you know, energy assistance.
And on the other side we have?
On the other side, we have sort of two camps that are closely aligned. We have the local residents who are terrified that this place might blow up. They're terrified that it will somehow cause irreparable damage to the environment down there. And they're concerned that, you know, they're essentially now trapped down a little two-lane road with what will become a big and very active industrial facility. And we also have the environmentalists who are opposed to the project for potential local environmental impact, but also bigger picture that it's going to promote more fracking and that it's going to ultimately have a huge impact, not in a good way, on climate change.
And we do know at this point that is the problem with climate change, fossil fuels. And there is some uncertainty about whether this produces, fracking that is, produces more or less of the methane that's creating problems in the atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, the idea has always been that natural gas is cleaner burning than coal, right? So natural gas is the better alternative. There is now beginning to be a good amount of questioning among the scientific community that that's actually the case because of the way that the actual process of fracking emits more methane, which is sort of more dangerous than the carbon dioxide that's emitted when you actually burn the natural gas itself. Plus the added cost of shipping all of this natural gas, you know, to India and to Japan is going to sort of add to that footprint as well.
What do you think is the likelihood of you and I being back here to talk about this thing being reversed?
The likelihood of it being reversed, I can't tell you. FERC has approved.
But this far down the road, it would be unlikely. Isn't that fair to say?
It would probably be unlikely. And FERC's already given approval to three other export facilities. And, you know, the environmental groups are going to keep fighting this. They say they're going to take FERC to court if they have to. But, you know, it's really unclear if they're going to have a successful strategy there.
So we'll just see. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure thing.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.